Blog Talk Radio.
And I don't need any introduction, not today. So what I am going to do, I'm going to be assisted by my higher self, my supreme essence. So in the name of my supreme essence, the Almighty Al-Sandara, the Son of all sons, God of all gods, master of any master, the truth and supreme divine heavenly being, most powerful, most greatest, and the ultimate mind, and all of my glorious and powerful names and my attributes, so I give all once again my divine greetings and powers of mathematical science, supreme eternity. This is a time that some of us have been waiting for. Although most of you all can't see it yet, although you will be seeing it, just give it a little bit. Most of you all don't see it yet until you're hurting. Although for a visionary person who can see past 2 minutes ago, can see it in clear view, it's clear as day of the outcome of the time and what's getting ready to come. As I said, some of us are born for this day. Some of us have been waiting so long for this day that we almost thought it wasn't going to come. We knew it was, although it seems so far-fetched from our lifetimes. Although now the time is near. The predictions and prophecies keep narrowing the survivors. As is foretold that the original creator only wants a few minds. A few is only three or more. Also, it's predicted in prophecy that only a cab full of people would survive. You'd be able to literally put everybody in a taxi cab. Those are your only survivors out of this upcoming destruction. You know, you see what white folks is going to be doing. Although you have no idea, you have no fathom of perception. I don't care if it's in your Bibles or any books or prophecies. You have the slightest conception of what I could do and what I will be doing. What the gods will be doing will be unimaginable. We're going to make this white boy look beautiful and like an angel, this devil, compared to what we're going to bring on you. Some of us aren't ready for that. As a great teacher used to say, don't pray for that day. Don't ask for that day. Because what you will see on that day, as he said, the time would be where baby's hair will be born gray from the pressure and the stress that's out there. You haven't even got a taste of that yet. They're stressing you and pressing you and whatnot. That's nothing in comparison to what's coming. This morning, I was listening on the radio on my way to start my day, and I heard I can't even describe it. Although I heard a story about a Negro that really got me to be more comfortable and glad and happy of this day. At the same time, just again, it's hard. I'm trying to put this into words. Anyway, I'll share this, what took place. Last night, it was a report that some niggas did a drive-by. This is during a quarantine, during practically the end of this world, basically. Everything you can imagine out there, if it ain't about to happen, if you don't see it now, it's on its way. So I've already seen cases of things taking place. I've seen people being picked up from going crazy I've literally seen people going crazy out here, literally, just out on the streets here. In the areas where I live, or should I say, in my complex. Anyways, some niggas had did a drive-by during a quarantine and shot a little baby. I didn't get whether this child survived or not. I shot a child. Not the fact they just shot a child, because more than likely, if that child's not taught, it'll probably become like them. Unless somebody changes and breaks that cycle of, and curse of ignorance that has been put on them since slavery. All they've done is continue to live out the slavery when the knowledge and truth is here, or the keys are here to free you. One of the most powerful keys is speaking to you right now. So, I'll just say that was troubling. Not to me, although just to hear that, to really let me know that so many of you niggas really got to be removed. Now, I've been knowing that, although you all really, really, really need and want to be taken out your misery. You have so much hate and negativity, you can't even be quarantined without spurring it out, without perpetuating your self-hate, without perpetuating the ignorance your master has imputed in you. You just can't go a day and reflect within and really, because this is a time of really awareness. You all thought, you know, well, everything's just supposed to come down and blah, blah, blah. This is a day now. Some people say it's a day, you know, to spend time with family and get closer. Although besides that, this is a day, it's almost like you about to get a whooping. And usually your parents would allow you to think about it. You know, after you done found the belt, or why you finding the belt, or whatever they gonna whoop you with. You know, I know all of us have had, you know, a parent that told you to go find a belt. Some more than others. Although, they wanted to give you smack right. So, why are you looking for that belt, or why are you sitting down? You know, why you all should be looking at the fact that as every day, every hour goes by, that the domino effect of certain industries, certain businesses won't be able to come back. And when they come back, or the ones that do come back, they ain't going to be able to come back with all of the workers and all of the people they had, if they're allowed to come back. They don't have to. You already are in prison. They don't have to let you out. They can hold you hostage. They can hold you prisoner. They can hold you a prisoner for years if they want to, just like in prison. Do I see that happening? No. Although they could change, like you could change. They can change and you can change. Although I did guarantee and definitely promise you that they will let you go one day. Possibly soon. Although what's happened and the effect of what's happened, you don't see it. You're blinded and stressed out. This is part of the blindfold of stressing you out, watching the same old trash on television, the same stupidity, the same talk, looking for a different result, which is insanity. So you're watching the same old nonsense, doing the same old thing. They talk about doing the same old thing, same old results. Nothing's changing. Meanwhile, the things that they're doing underneath your nose is they're making a world or a life, once you come back, that you will never see or you've never seen. Or the life you had prior, you'll never see that again. That's done. You can kiss that goodbye. This is going to get so bad and so horrific. Because I know you all think, you know, well, yeah, kick Trump out and all that. This is already so bad already of a crisis. Ain't no other politician going to even want to get in there. They ain't going to want to run. And the ones that have ran, they're going to regret running right now. Even your house nigga Obama, who fanned the master's house from burning, even he wouldn't want to come back to this. We're talking about frequency waves now, how they can ill you and erase you from this planet. That's a flawless plan for them. Because already some of you all, or most of you all, are already operating on a very no to low frequency, physically and mentally, because the mind and the body bear witness to each other. You can't have a healthy body with an unhealthy mind. Eventually, one's going to give out the other. So, you don't have anything coming as far as that. So, that means millions of people are already out of work, and the plan for them is to have millions of you all to remain out of work. So while the millions of you all are already out of work, or you're going to be out of work, what do you think you're going to be doing? The man already announced yesterday what the elite told him. He said there's going to be plenty of food out there. Stores going to be filled with food. But you ain't going to be able to afford it. They're going to raise the food price. I went in the grocery store today. I could have sworn, in your language, that I saw a canned food for $2, $3 or something. For one can. Now, I don't advise you all unless it is for storage or emergency food. And that's absolutely the last thing if you had to eat. I would rather advise you to have your food fresh. Or mason jars, not bad. Although, this was amazing. This was utterly amazing. Although, it fits what the person says. If you all think them printing a trillion plus dollars and literally destroying their economy, you think that piece of paper is going to have the same buying power as it once was or it once did, you got another thing coming. I'm telling you. There's no way of the decline of the money that's going to have near the buying power that it once had. They can print that all day. As you said, the elites want you to print it. They're the ones that create the crisis so that you would have to print more dollars, or your government, because they already got their new money in place. And in order for you to get some of it, they already have in place what you're going to be doing, what you're going to have to give, what you're going to have to do. A lot of y'all still think this is a game, and you will see. I mean, even people that know me or are listening are listeners of mine or in accord even in what I'm thinking. They're going to have to see, too. You should already be seeing enough right now. You know, a wise man fears the trail. A fool rushes in anything. So if you're a wise man, you look at every detail. You look at the sign, or you see the sign before the storm. Only an idiot just has to see the storm and be crushed by the elements, because they didn't pay attention to the sign. If you that big of an idiot, then you need to go. Matter of fact, you should do yourself a favor right now before suffering and what's coming. You'll do better checking out right now. Because it may come a time now when the fire comes, and it will be coming. Although when this place, as your lesson says, is going to burn for 390 years and 610 to cool off. When you get that type of cremation, spiritual cremation, you ain't going to be able to kill yourself. Everything will be contained right here. You won't be able to shoot yourself, and it ain't gonna, all those things ain't going to work. you're going to be stuck here. Eternal life on earth. Although you're going to have eternal destruction. Or eternal hellfire. Not literally, although allegorically. Because you won't be no more. Your eternity will be non-existent. This is true. Matter of fact, some of your books tell you that. Although you think it's some kind of under the ground, beyond the sky type of thing. You can't see the hell here as it is. That's only taught to you so you continue to accept the torment that your slave master has been giving you. That's what he told the slaves. That hell was under the ground while you catching hell on top of the ground. So that way, what you was dealing with here on the earth, you didn't pay it much mind. Well, I really had a great need to share this with you, not so much for you. I hope you all get that clear. You're not on this frequency, on this electromagnetic field and waves, then I don't give a fuck about you. Sorry, the profanity had to come out, although that's the only way I could blatantly get this across to you with no doubts or no hesitations. Right now, and it's important that you all know this, because if you are on this electro field or protonic field, I'll say, if you are on this protricity field, then you're going to be experiencing the same thing I'm experiencing. Right now, I'm experiencing every day that I'm dealing with this, I'm experiencing more and more just within myself. Or the powers that I'm getting from within is giving me more and more knowledge on what to do in this time, what to do in this moment. I'm starting to see those things more and more clearly. And so clearly that those around me, those that I'm over, when there's come a time, and this is going to be recorded within all ears and recorded into this universe, so it's on record. You better pay attention. There's going to come a time, whether you're physically around me or not, when or if I tell you to move out on something, and for whatever reason or whatever excuse, you're unable to move out on it or you don't move out on it, rather it be because of your level of knowledge, rather if it's because you're unable to because of whatever, the point is, when that time comes and I tell you to move out on something, I tell you to do something, and you don't do it, it's gonna end up costing you your life. Because I'm not going to tell you something just to amuse me or to amuse you. I'm going to be sharing this with you for your own safety and better good. We're rapidly approaching that time or that day. Not quite here yet, although the more and more things is happening, the more this day is coming. And so, while things are awakening to me, as I said, I'm born for this time, this day. If I'm born for this day, that means that all of the power and knowledge has to be already invested in me to survive this day, and at the same time come out of this day with great substance. That knowledge has to already be. So it's imperative that you know these things. Again, this is broadcasting. This is no show. It's never been no shows here. Although this is beyond class, and this is me putting you on a broader casting of letting you know what's taking place. For anyone that's looking to play games and think that this is a game, you're in serious trouble. Your time is very near. Because you're going to know. I don't care if you at your very last breath, and this has to come through your, this is the last, or what I'm sharing now is going to be the last thing that go through your mind once you take that last breath. You're going to know. You will know. this wasn't no game. Nobody was playing or pretending with you. All right, we've been going over these things. For the past week, and preparing ourselves with the knowledge on what you should be doing or what you're going to have to do. These are things we have to arm ourselves and go over. Are most of these things the things that I'm going to tell you at a time? No. Because what I'm going to be telling you is for your safety. This is just information for you to be in the know of what's happening. This ain't the only thing, not even close, of the only thing that's going to be happening. That's not on these clips. So let's get back on these things. And Lars asked, release all preconceived ideas.
The average American has not the slightest idea what is going to take place. There is a collapse that is underway right now that is going to affect your family more than the collapse of the American dollar. And you must take precautions for it. China is on the verge of collapse.
I saw the 60 Minutes article or 60 Minutes television article, news article on Chinese real estate. And I don't know if people didn't get a chance to see it, go to YouTube and look at it, the massive China real estate bubble. I was trying to explain to Joe, and I don't think that we can properly edify this to you over the radio. Right? If we played it, It doesn't have the same effect, because I was like, okay, 60 Minutes, China, they're building stuff and nobody's in it, everybody gets it, I've heard of that, done that,
right?
And then you actually showed it to me, and it's not, the guy that did the report and said, listen, China's building like 24 of these every year, and they're talking about city,
right?
And so you're thinking about a city, you're like, okay, yeah, well, big deal. So they built the Flagstaff or they built the Tucson. That's not the type of city they're building. No, they're building San Diego and Phoenix. I mean, and they're empty. They're empty, and they've been in.
So this is Zhang Zhao, and we are on the major highway or the major road, and it's rush hour, and
yeah.
It's almost empty.
Gillam Tullock is a Hong Kong-based financial analyst who was one of the first to draw attention to the housing bubble in China. He's showing us around the new eastern district of Shenzhou in one of the most populated provinces in China. Not that you know it. We found what they call a ghost city of new towers with no residents, desolate condos, and vacant subdivisions, uninhabited for miles and miles and miles and miles of empty apartments.
What? Now, some 2-3 years, it looks more like, a nuclear issue in Russia or something, It's amazing what's happening, and I think the thing that people aren't quite understanding is that you look at what happened here, especially in Phoenix. You pick a neighborhood or a subdivision, and we were all in shock when subdivisions that had a builder, U.S. Homes, stopped. Okay, they had 40 framed houses as they stopped, and everybody went, oh my God. They graded the desert out here, graded miles of desert. They put in these. That made a very good platform for growth. So Whirlpool's all excited now.
All right. You know, China's money is still backed by gold right now.
Yet,
because of the debt and all of the trillions of dollars they've loaned to the U.S., it's broken. So they're on the verge of collapse as well. They're on the verge of collapse as well. And we all know the deal here. That's not a question. No, it's sad people don't think about or have enough knowledge to know what it means for a collapse, let alone when your money ain't worth it now. That you're going to have to be one of the ones that go into a store and demand certain things, and they're going to have one of them soldiers out there, kind of like they got in California a little bit, near the grocery stores. And when you act crazy, talking about this and this and that, and you hungry and blah, 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 and they blow your damn head off right then and there, or stomp you to death with their boots, then you're going to know. You'll think about what's being said and how critical that was for you. And this is part of why, for us, the gods, we didn't need or wasn't required for us to have buildings, physical buildings, because the building was the mind. Because if your physical building, if you don't have your own land, even if you have land within a country, whatever you're going to be paying taxes of, all that's going under this government. All the apartments, this is one world order here. When they can tell and put a bill in place where your tenant don't have to pay you and you can't evict them for such and such time, that means when you used to go down there and file for eviction and call the police and whatnot, you ain't gonna be able to do that. That means all the money now, you're indebted to the government of something that they caused. You all still don't see what's happening, huh? Sad. What's sad is the level of ignorance that your masters have made you. Perfected job on his half, on his behalf. Because it also said that Satan loves God so much that he wants to make sure that, and don't think the devils don't love the real God or what's right. They serve what they serve, although they have so much respect from the God because they wish they could do that. And for a God to be a God in their world in such iniquity and negativity, they can only but respect that. So he wants to make sure that you truly deserve this mind, or that you truly deserve your salvation. So all the ignorant idiots on that low or no frequency, he getting rid of them. Like the nigga cop in New York. You know, he was a nigga. He was thinking low. His body was filled with sickness from his thinking and from his actions. And his diet was trash. These are the type of niggas that the white boy is doing us a favor and getting rid of. He's working for us. Because that's one less nigga or one less idiot we're going to have to remove, just like the nigga gangbanger that's gangbanging in a time like this. Those type of niggas need to be in the white trash, too. That ain't worth a damn, of course. That's, you know, white folks are fuel for the fire anyway. But these niggas that he's made, he needs to do us a favor. Get rid of them. That's at best what he could do. Get rid of them. We don't want not one of these clowns. Destroy them all. Like the sign that said, kill them all. There's none of them that's worthy. Not one. So kill every single one of them. You go almost, it's going to almost feel like that. That's how, you want an idea of how bad it's going to be. It's almost going to be like that. Like the gods are just going to say, kill them all, erase everybody. That's how many people is going to be erased. And I don't just mean from no damn 5G flu virus. I'm talking about from earthquakes, it's going to, unprecedented, catastrophic earthquakes. I'm talking about the seas rising to where you die of a heart attack before they even strike. All them things in the movie that weren't a movie, by the way. They were visions to let you know what's to come. All those, the days the earth stayed still and deep impact and all them other things that you thought, just like Contagious, is what you're going through right now. You thought it was just a movie. You're going to find out your master don't love you. Never has, really. But he about to really show you he don't love you. He about to really show you Jesus can't do shit for you. Not beyond what I'm doing or what I could do for you. Your Bible ain't going to be here to save you from what's coming. Your Bible can't stop the earth from splitting up. Your Bible can't save you from hunger pains. nor can your Bible stop a bullet from penetrating your flesh. So what good would your Bible and Jesus be? Of a God you serve, you ain't never talked to. You don't know how to talk to him. And the only knowledge you know about it or about him or what you believe in is through the pastor or preacher who the white boy taught, or through your mama and daddy who raised you on that. You didn't come into this world consciously asking for that. Matter of fact, when you were born, coming into this life, that was the last thing in your mind. Only thing you was thinking about naturally is food, clothing, and shelter. Feed me, clothe me. That's the only thing you cried for. Was if you was cold, hungry, or you needed to be hugged or loved. That's it. After that, you cool. You don't care about no Cadillac. You don't care about whose clothes look the best or cost the best. As long as you warm, you cool. I'm making records. Just like you go back last year, I was telling you about the severity of the time, really. Especially the significance of this year. I told you all that last year. Go back and pay attention. So, it's just a great day and a dreadful one. Great for us, dreadful for the rest of the world. We got 2 days in one. Two and one. Great and dreadful day of the Lord, it tells you. So as what was always expressed to you as far as making yourself well-armed and Armageddon, arm yourself with the truth, the light. Because a lot of y'all still think this is a game. Although you need to be well-arming yourself with knowledge. That's the Armageddon you need. You want to keep trusting Master? Believing Master going to get it together? The Master's the one that caused this. Why the hell would Master get it together when he's the one that caused this shit? He's bringing on the destruction. He's sick of you. So no, Master's not going to get it together one day. Work it out. Like y'all just say, mama gonna work it out, mama gonna work it out. Well, the white boy ain't gonna work it out. What he gonna work out on is you. In your head. That's all he's working out on. So, well, arm yourselves. You're going to need known information, knowledge. Information you need to know. As they said, the time and what must be done. Need knowledge of the time. And I don't just mean that you're in destruction. I'm talking about everything that led up to today. You ain't got to believe it. You got to know it. Because knowing or knowledge supersedes belief. Got knowledge of something, it's much greater. All right. I was sitting on making this or ending this, shall I say. So, be mindful. Don't be brainwashed. Keep a clear head, a clear mind. You're going to need it. Last thing you need is your mind to be cloudy, troubled, whatever. Let everybody else wipe the table off and spray everything and wipe their hands every 5 minutes and putting on hand sanitizer. And just doing the most. Don't worry about them people. All right, with that said, once again, I'll give my divineness of divine greetings of eternal motion and mathematical science.